We are in Parashat Naso, and we're going to be reading from Kedushat Levi Yitzchak, the teachings of Levi Yitzchak from Berdichev. And we are very lucky that every day here in Israel we get blessed by Kohanim. In the diaspora, they only get it a couple times a year, on Sukkot, on Pesach, Shavuot. We get it every day. So even though we still don't have the real Beit HaMikdash with the real Birkat Kohanim over there, but we still here in Israel are lucky to experience Birkat Kohanim every day. And in this week's parasha, we are reading about the Birkat Kohanim, the actual bracha, Vayidaber Hashem el Aaron ve'el panav le'emor, ko tevachu et bnei Yisrael, emor lehem, yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, and so forth. So we find it in this week's parasha, and the blessing goes exactly like I just said. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe le'emor, el Aaron ve'el banav le'emor. Hashem speaks to Aaron. It's one of the places where we see that Hashem actually spoke also to Aaron, not only to Moshe Rabbeinu. Aaron was also a great prophet, and he speaks to Aaron and he says to Aaron and his sons, in order, so you will bless the nation of Israel. And then he says, Emor lehem, tell them. And then of course comes the blessing, Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, and so forth. Haklal ukach, this is the rule. Dehine ha'Baal Shem Tov haya mochiach tamid et ha'olam, v'zeh ha'pasuk Hashem tzilcha. The Baal Shem Tov, the holy Baal Shem Tov, constantly used to prove the world based on the verse that it says, Hashem Tzilcha. Hashem is your shadow. Amen. What does it mean that Hashem is your shadow? If I now move my hand, then my shadow on the ground will move my hand too. Whatever movement I will do, then the shadow will do. So, this is basically what the Baal Shem Tov is saying. Dehainu, kmo she'atzel oseh ma she'adam oseh, kacha ha'boreh, baruch hu. The same way that my shadow does what I do, the exact same way, that's what Hashem does according to what I do. Very simple. Velechach, and therefore, צריך האדם לעשות מצוות ולתן צדקה ולרחם על הנים. Therefore, very simple. A person has to do mitzvot all day long. He has to give charity, to have mercy on poor people. כדי שיעשה הבורא ברוך הוא גם כן עמו טובות. The same way that Hashem will do the same thing with me. I do mitzvot, Hashem will do mitzvah with me. I will give charity to Hashem will give charity to me. I will have mercy on poor people, Hashem will have mercy on me. Very simple. And this is just three examples that he's saying. Anything you'll do, you'll be honest, Hashem will be fair with you. You'll be straight with everybody. The world will be straight with you. That's how it works. This is what it means when King David says, Hashem tzilcha al yad minecha. This can be found in chapter 23. We say it very often during Kiddush and many other occasions. Mizmor le David, Hashem roi lo yichsar. So he says, Hashem is your shadow. Not only that, this is how the Baal Shem Tov explains it. I explained it many times. That the way how I see it is that the world has a reflection, and whatever you will do in the world, then it will reflect right back at you. So you will do a certain action, and you will bring on yourself a reaction. That's very simple. והנה המידה הזאת נקראת כה. This midah, this attribute that we just mentioned, is called in the holy language ko, and it's written with a kaf and a hey. Where do we find this ko, this word ko? Here in Birkat Kohanim. Nadaber Hashem el Aaron ve'el banav le'emor, ko tevarchu et bnei Yisrael. Ko. This is now ko can be translated as this is how. But nevertheless, here he says that this midah, that Hashem is your shadow, is called ko. כי פירוש המילה של כה היא כך. The explanation of the word כה is like that, כך, in Hebrew. פירוש, כמו שהוא עושה, כך גם הבורא ברוך עושה. The same way that Hashem does, that's how... the same way that you do, that's how Hashem does. That's how he explains it, very simple. וזה ידוע שהבורא ברוך הוא רוצה להטיב לעמו ישראל. This is very obvious and clear that we know that the master of the universe, he just wants to do good to us. The word that he's using is lehativ. Lehativ is kind of like the verb of being good. To become good, to do good. Like a good father, he wants to support, he wants to sustain, he wants to provide. Kadosh Baruch Hu has only an agenda to do good with me. Some people think that Kadosh Baruch Hu is sitting in Shemaim and he's looking to torture me. But it's not the truth. Shem just wants to do good with me. Not only me, everybody. Ki yoter mima she'egel rotze linok, para rotza leanik. There's a famous saying by our sages, as much as the calf wants to drink from his mother, the mother wants to breastfeed the calf more than the calf wants to drink. This is a famous saying from the Talmud. וצריך האדם כשעומד להתפלל לפני הבורא ברוך הוא, כל תפילת 18, and a person, before he stands in front of Hashem, we pray three times a day. We actually pray five times a day, because we pray Shacharit Mincha in Arvit. We have to say another prayer at night that is called Kriyat Shema Lamita, and we have to also wash for bread and to say Birkat HaMazon. This is another prayer, to do it every day. Like that everybody, that most people don't want to do it for whatever reason, because people are lazy and they don't want to wash their hands and say a blessing that takes exactly 7.5 minutes. To be on Facebook for 3 hours, that's no problem. But to say Birkat HaMazon, it takes 7 minutes, that's a big deal. Needless to say that this is the original and the only bracha, the only prayer we have from the Torah, that we are obligated from the Torah to pray. ואכלת וסבעת וברכת. Every day you eat means ואכלת, you eat, וסבעת, and you should be full, וברכת, you should give a blessing. I don't know people that they eat and they don't get full. So might as well get this blessing. Nevertheless, we pray a lot every day. And before we pray, the main part of the prayer, which is called Tfilat Shmona Esre, the 18th blessing, nevertheless, it says before a person stands in front of his master, when we pray Tfilat Shmona Esre, some call it Tfilat Shmona Esre because there's 18 blessings. Some will refer to it as Tfilat Amida, the standing up prayer. Some will call it Tfilat Alachash, the whispering prayer. There's different ways, but nevertheless, this is the peak of the prayer. And before a person stands in front of Hashem, he has to understand he's standing in front of Hashem. כשאדם עומד להתפלל לפני הבורא ברוך הוא תפילות 18, או שאר דברי תחנונים, not only that, even though that's considered the peak of the prayer, but any type of prayer that you're about to say, צריך להתפלל רק שיהיה לבורא ברוך הוא תענוג מזה. My desire and wish should be that Hashem should have satisfaction for my prayer. Not to pray to Hashem because I need something. Don't worry, Hashem knows exactly what you need. He has a lot of agents down here. He knows exactly what's going on in your bank account. Hashem has access to your bank account. He knows how much money you have and how much money you don't have. And he knows your marital status. He's connected to the computer of the social services and Bituach Lumi. He knows if you're married or not. And he knows your physical situation, if you're sick or healthy. So technically, what do I need to pray for? Hashem knows if I need money, Hashem knows that. And if he wants to give it to me, he will give it to me one way or another. And if I need to get married or I need to be healthy, Hashem knows that. He knows he gets his report. Of course, doesn't mean that I don't have to pray, but my agenda when I stand in front of Hashem to pray, any type of a prayer, is only to cause him happiness and for him to have pleasure. He doesn't need me to whine and I need this and I need that and I need this and I need that. Besides the fact that most people, when they pray, it's an empty prayer. It's just... It's not really a prayer. You know when you pray, really? When there's a problem. When there's an issue. Then you finally pray. But when things are okay, needless to say, when things are good, you don't really pray. Most people, when they say a blessing, when they eat something, don't even understand what they say. I always tell to my kids, if I didn't hear you, then Hashem didn't hear you. If I didn't understand you, how would Hashem understand you? That's not a bracha. Baruch ata Hashem, Akenu Melech Haolam. Take 18 seconds out of your life to concentrate on the words that you're saying, to have some intention, some kavanah behind what you're saying. So most people, and again, not here trying to put anybody down, trying to make a point, that most people, when it comes to prayer, when they say Birkat HaMazon, all it sounds like whispering. They say it in the speed of an F-16 flying Mach 700,000. No, you say Birkat HaMazon. You know, according to Halacha, if you didn't pronounce the words and you didn't say it loud enough that somebody next to you can hear and you didn't understand what you're saying, you didn't say the bracha. You have to say it again. There are certain prayers that you have to repeat if it wasn't said the right way, like Shema Yisrael, Birkat HaMazon. But nevertheless, my agenda when I pray is to cause happiness to Hashem. When I see my kid does something very special, if I see my kid initiates something unique, it gives me a lot of pleasure. Suddenly I see, my kid, yesterday we were eating, I don't have high expectations, but my 7-year-old takes a prayer book and he starts reading the entire Birkat HaMazon. Took him like 25 minutes. Every word. Baruch Ata. Ha. He just now is learning how to read. So every word takes about 17 seconds. So he read that for maybe half an hour. And he, with all of his excitement, and he kept asking, do I say this, do I say that? He didn't give up. That causes nachat. You see that? It gives you satisfaction and happiness. That's exactly with Hashem. He sees you taking your prayer serious. He gets satisfaction. That's what will cause him to want to give you that money that you need, or that extra job, or that extra push, or the health, wealth, whatever it is. Hashem, I can relate to that as a father. When my kids bother me and they nag, I want, already, leave me alone. Stop bothering me. When they don't say anything, when they just come and say anything short and to the point, that's when I want to give them something. And my kid will come home with a great report, or come as the student of the week, or I'll get a call from the teacher saying, your kid was amazing, he's so special, he's this, he's that. Then I will call him and say, here, I have something, I have a present for you. Whatever it is, I know what he likes. He doesn't need to tell me what he likes. I know the candy he likes, I know which flavor ice cream he likes. I know that, he doesn't need to tell me. So, but when he comes, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this. I want to give it to you. You said that already. We have a rule in my house that I tell my kids since they're young kids, the more you say, the less you get. Because sometimes a kid comes, I want that, I want that, I want, they repeat it 700 times. And my rule is, the more you will say it, the less chances you have to get it. So I relate with how Hashem operates, and Hashem says, I don't need you to ask for anything. I know everything. I am the master of the universe, by the way. I have created the world. I know what you need. Hashem wants us to give him satisfaction and nachat, and when you do that, that's when Hashem pours blessings on you. So he says here, before a person starts praying, you have to understand any type of prayer that all you need to care about is to cause pleasure to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that you prayed so nice. Kmo shamru b'mishnah, as it says in the Mishnah, im lamanta Torah, if you have learned Torah, and a lot, harbeh, אל תחזיק טובה לעצמך. Don't hold for you some type of like as if you did some great achievement. כי לכך נוצרת. Because that's what you were created for. This can be found in Tractate Avot. So what if you sat down and learned a little Torah? Who gave you a tuchus to sit on? And who gave you the chair to sit on? Who gave you the mouth to talk and your eyes to see? You were created to learn the Torah. Don't hold yourself like as if you did a favor to the universe. Perush, what is the meaning? Shiyeh ma'aseh shel adam rak kedei shiyeh labore ta'anog. The simple explanation from this Mishnah is that every action that you do is only to cause satisfaction and happiness to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what you need to care about. Is Hashem happy with my action, or Hashem is not happy with my action? V'zeh yaduah, k'shadam mitpalel b'shvilo, אזי נקרא מקבל. When a person prays for himself, then he's called a receiver. וכשאדם רוצה לקבל דבר אוחז הגב יד לארץ, ותוך יד למעלה, and when a person really wants to receive something, then what does he do? He turns his hand to the ground. This is a very nice term to say. He says here, אוחז הגב יד לארץ. This is the gav of the yad. Gav is a back. So he takes the back of the hand and he turns it down. והתוך יד למעלה. תוך is the inside, and the yad is a hand. תוך יד למעלה. So he, when a person wants to get something, you see many people פותח את ידיך. They open their hands and the gav, the back goes to the ground and the front goes to the top.
This relates to gavah.
No, no. This is when a person wants to receive something.
Like by turning the gav, the back of the hand.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. 100%.
Rejecting
gavah. 100%. אבל כשאדם מתפלל רק שיהיה לבורא ברוך הוא תענוג מזה, אזי נקרא משפיע. When a person prays for his needs, he's called a receiver. Which, okay, that's okay. I'm not saying it's bad. But when a person prays only for the sake of Hashem to have ta'anug, to have satisfaction and happiness, you know how that person is called? A giver. A mashpia. Shu mashpia kivyachol baruch hu. He gives to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. What does he give to Hashem? He gives the Kadosh Baruch Hu happiness and satisfaction. And nachat. He gives to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. והמשפיע אוחז גב יד למעלה ותוך היד למטה. And the giver is the other way around. Right? How does the Kohanim put their hands when they bless? They don't go like that. They go like that. So the giver turns the hands upside down. That the front, the in part, is facing down and the back is facing up. והנה ברכת כהני בנשיאת כפיים. How do the Kohanim bless? They spread their hands. It's called נשיאת כפיים. נשיאה is to lift up, and כפיים, this is my כפיים. That's why when we clap, it's called מחיאת כפיים. Because this is כף יד. Two כפס is כפיים. Hebrew is very, very, very deep. דהיינו שאוחזים גב ידיהם כנגד פניהם. That they're holding the back of their hands facing their face. They don't go like that when they pray, when the Kohanim bless us, they go like that. I know it's not hard to know because you're under the talis, you don't see what's going on there. And they're under the talit, you don't see what's going on there. But the Kohanim, they spread their fingers like that and they lift up their hands. They're blessing the nation. כמו מי שירצה להשפיע, like a giver, not like a receiver. They're not standing like that. They're standing like this. They want to give. וזהו פירוש הפסוק, כה תברכו את בני ישראל. And that's why the verse says, כה תברכו את בני ישראל. This is how you should bless the nation of Israel. Meaning, דהיינו שיברכו את ישראל כדי שיהיה לבורא ברוך הוא תענוג מזה. Bless the nation of Israel, so the master of the universe should have pleasure from that. ותהיו אתם משפיעים כביכול מהבורא ברוך הוא. And you should become givers, that the energy should flow from Hashem through you into the nation. ואחר כך הבורא ברוך הוא ישפיע לכם. And after that, the Kadosh Baruch Hu will give you whatever you need. כל טובות וברכות על ישראל. All the goodness and kindness and blessings on the entire nation of Israel. כמו שאמרנו, as we said, שזה המידה נקרא כה, that this attribute is called כה. כה, as Hashem says, I want to give you. I want to give you everything. כמו שישראל עושים כביכול הבורא ברוך הוא, the same way that the nation of Israel do for Hashem, הוא גם כן עושה ומשפיע לעמו ישראל. He does the same thing to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. טובות וברכות חיים ושלום. Good, kindness, peace, health, and everything else that you need. Very, very, very simple, very straight and to the point that the Kadosh Baruch Hu tells the Kohanim, I want you to do a certain action, and with that action, I will do the exact same thing to you and the rest of the nation of Israel. So what do we see from this? That first of all, that when I pray, I want to become a giver, not a receiver. I don't know if you notice, a lot of people can come and say, listen, but I'm not a Kohen. I'm not a priest. But we just read 2 days ago in the Ten Commandments The first part before the Ten Commandments, what does it say? We got another commandment. And it says, Vayitim li mamlechet kohanim vegoy kadosh. You should be for me a nation of priests and a holy nation. Which means that we also have the ability. We are also a kohanim. We're all kohanim. So the point to take from that is very, very simple. Whatever you want, you have to do yourself. Don't wait for something to happen to you. Hashem says, whatever you want to shine on you, you do the same thing. Needless to say that when I pray, my agenda is to be a giver, not a receiver. When I come to shul, it's not because I need something and I need to pray for parnasa and sustenance and my livelihood and my health and this and that and this deal to go through and that thing to find a solution. When you're praying like that, you are a receiver. You're coming like a beggar to Hashem. I need. I can tell you, I don't know, I can't speak in the name of Hashem. I can speak in the name of my own self as a father, like I don't. When my kids nag me, I don't want to give them. And when they just do what they need to do, I shower them with love and presents and everything they want. So the same way, that's how we have to relate with Hashem. We are all a nation of priests. And we have to take from it three very powerful points. A, we have to, whatever we want to receive, we have to just do it ourselves. You want to receive kindness? Do kindness. You want to receive love? Give love. You want to receive respect? Give respect. That's very simple. Second of all, and this works between me and any other person, between me and Hashem. Hashem is a shadow. Whatever you do, Hashem will follow. The next is when I pray, my agenda should be to cause happiness to Hashem, not to ask for anything. That's what I need to relate with before I pray. Will my Father in heaven will have nachat for me when I go 60, 50 million miles per hour speed? Or will I say it nice and calm and relaxed? So again, going back to the same example I gave, that yesterday one son said Birkat HaMazon within 2.5 minutes. And then I was like, woof, I'd never seen even lips move so fast. And the other son sat for half an hour and read one word after the other. So I can tell you that the younger one who read it for one word after the other with all his attention and being focused and excitement gave me a lot of pleasure. And the one who zoomed through it, I was like, listen, well, I'm expecting from you much more. This is not a prayer. This is just to go out of your obligation. To say, here, I did it. You didn't do it with love. You didn't do it with intention. You didn't do it with excitement. Sorry to tell you, didn't get much nachat here. So my agenda is to cause Hashem nachat. And needless to say that I have to understand that I'm also, I might not be Mr. Cohen, but I'm also from a nation of priests. I'm a nation of that need to give. Hashem is a giver. I need to give to the world, to shine to the world. And don't be afraid that if you're going to give a little bit too much, that you're going to lack anything. I have to constantly be a giver, because the more you give, the more you receive. But that's what Hashem wants. I'm not doing it because I want to receive. I'm doing it because that's what Hashem wants. And I constantly have to think, what is Hashem's opinion right now? What does Hashem want me to do right now in this situation? What does Hashem want me to do in this situation? And therefore, I end up becoming a giver and not a receiver. And needless to say, that you do all that, he finalizes the ma'amar by saying, when you do this, kach oseh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kadosh Baruch Hu does the same thing, mashpia le'amo Yisrael tovot, he gives to his nation only good and kindness, brachot, blessing, chaim, life, we all need life. And we also know that when the Torah talks about life, it's also referring to parnasa, for livelihood, v'shalom, and peace. And that's what we need. Bezrat Hashem, we should merit to reach the level that we're causing Hashem a lot of nachat, that we are becoming a givers, and that we should be blessed with all the goods and kindness that Hashem can bestow on us.